Greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the month of March. This is the month of April. And today's recording date is Sunday, April the 13th, 2014. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to destroy the mind of Satan, to destroy the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We want to climb up out of the mind of death, hell, and destruction. We want to climb up out of the mind of warfare and bloodshed. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Yahuwah, the mind of Christ. In that elevated mentality, we will find that it is absolutely necessary and to our benefit to organize the poor working class masses of people. We must come together, organize together, transcend racial barriers, class barriers, regional barriers, gender barriers, transcend religious and political barriers and boundaries, and together work and organize for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, coordinator, facilitator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I am ever grateful and thankful to such beautiful sister for such beautiful service, for this work to get to the masses of the people international. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Now let us, as the people of the Most High, pause to give thanks and praises unto the Most High. So we give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Ab, Yahweh Ab, or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Jehovah Yahuwah as having the attribute of begatting. That is Yahweh scientifically as father. In the African Arabic language, the Almighty Father is known as Allah. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, having to do with the scientific reality of the sun and photosynthesis and growing and ascending. The Almighty Father is the ascender, the Almighty Father ascends us into his mind of supreme knowledge so that we may ascend and grow and excel the spiritual scientific teaching of photosynthesis. The Almighty Father in Egypt was known at one time as Amun, where we get the word Amen, the hidden one, the one who does the work of birth in the hidden, unseen. The Almighty Father is known in the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans. The Almighty Father is known as the Great and Grand Father, the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give thanks and praises to our beautiful, precious, Almighty Mother, Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. In the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim. Numbers chapter 11 again, the scientist, the African scientist, Moses, Musa, Musha, refers to Yahweh as not only begetting, but also conceiving, because Yahweh is a scientific word. 3068 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word is science. That word means the existing one. The existing one, the self-existing one, is father and mother giving birth to life, giving birth to the universe, father begetting, mother conceiving. 1961, I believe it is the root word for Yahweh, that is Haya, which is a scientific word that teaches us of the cause of all that has come to birth. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. Nothing comes into being unless there is a cause. And Haya is that word that is the verb to be and exist and come into being and come into existence. And the Almighty Yahweh, Father and Mother Yahweh, is the cause that has caused all to come into being. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. In the African Hebrew language, that word is Chokmah. 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived, the mother conceived Jesus. But Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is our mother as well, mother of the universe, mother of creation, mother of the human family. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach Kadosh. You can hear the Ka, Ruach Kadosh. Ka is the African Kemet, Egypt word for spirit. You see, the Kadosh is the word for that which is alive and holy. In the African Hebrew language, the African ancestors teaching us that the whole universe is animated and full of the life of the spirit of the Almighty, E equals MC squared. E is the word for energy, and energy is spirit, and spirit is energy, and the MC squared is the symbols for the universe, the material universe originating from the waters of Nun. And so spirit is causing the whole of the universe to be alive. This is science, sisters and brothers. Now the Ruach is the word for spirit found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine because spirit, Holy Spirit, is feminine. She is the womb that takes the material and then gives birth to the material that came from the Almighty Father. In the African Hebrew language, the name of Mother Holy Spirit is Elah, I-L-L-A-H. Ashadu Elah, Elah, Ha'il Allah, our Islamic sisters and brothers say. Properly understood, this means none but our Mother Elah and our Father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our Islamic sisters and brothers also say. Properly understood, in the name of our Mother Elah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, Elah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 595930. You have 592829. These words are the feminine counterpart of Allah, 5927. 5928 and 29 are Ola with an O. This is the feminine. The feminine who raises us up, ascends us into her mind of supreme wisdom to do what? To 5930, to Elah, which means to change your occurrence and circumstance so that we may, in the mind of the Most High Father, Allah and knowledge, and the Most High Mother, Elah, Olah, wisdom, change our circumstance and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, in Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit, known as Amonet, that womb that reveals that which was hidden, the feminine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. And let me say again concerning Elah, the African Twa, coming from the book Generation Gap, Integration Trap by Brother Professor Oba Tshaka. He teaches us that the African Twa originated the word Elah that we get in the Arabic language, African Arabic language. The whole word is Elani, Elani, having to do with the vital force in the universe. That force, that energy, that spirit, E equals MC squared. We want to do what? Pull on that force, pull on that energy, pull on that spirit for the benefit of ourselves, the human family, and creation. So Elah Tado in the African Twa has to do with pulling on Elah, pulling on the mother spirit principle, so that we, the material reality, which is the universe, which is the flesh of the Almighty, that we may have the benefit of that spirit, that energy, that vital force. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. My Uhuru people, we say in the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Jesus Christ is Yahushua, Hamashiach. And we recognize the feminine, Yahshua, Mashiach. The feminine, they had women named Yahshua and men named Yahushua. And these, the feminine and the masculine, represent the people rising up for the salvation of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. In this day and time, Christos, Christ has revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. I, these letters, I represent the first I, which is the Most High. And the universe united with the Most High. And you, as that I self, united with the universe and united with the Almighty, that's the first I. The second I represents every human being outside of yourself united with the same. So I are Haile Selassie I, Rastafari. We are they who are the might, power, and glory of the Almighty. We are the crown of the Almighty, the human being, the universe. We are that reality. We are Selassie I. Selassie I means Trinity I. We are the might, power, and glory of the Holy Trinity. That is you, that is me. Rastafari, the head creator, the head without fear. In this journey back to the Almighty, we get rid of fear and we begin to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. We begin to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And we have to work on that spirit of fear that comes to choke us, that comes to make us afraid so that we do not get up and stand up. And even though, like Dr. Martin Luther King, April 4, 1968, suffered the gun, suffered the bullet because he took a stand. But he said in his last speech, the mountaintop speech, he said he was not fearing any man. See, this man, Dr. Martin Luther King, and the minister, Malcolm X. But see, I'm saying Dr. King because April 4, 1968, we're in April now. And in 1968, Dr. King faced the bullet and was gunned down by the government of the United States of North America, who is controlled by the House of Rothschild through the CIA, the FBI, and the FOP. Dr. King worked on that spirit of fear. Dr. King faced his fears every day. Sometimes Dr. King would be so fearful that he would check himself into the hospital so he could get rest, clean his consciousness, and face down his fear. So on April 4, 1967, Dr. King came out against the war in Vietnam and put himself squarely in the square of Minister Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad and spoke against warfare, bloodshed, colonialism, slavery, exploitation, and began to work for the Poor People's Campaign. Some have said he was thinking about running for president. So he's doing all of this and he's facing his fear and he's conquering his fear. And in 1968, April 4, which the government of the United States of North America, FBI, CIA, Fraternal Order of the Police, made sure that a year after Dr. King came out against the war, that Dr. King would be assassinated, that they would kill and assassinate him. But April 3rd, in that day where Dr. King gave his last speech, the day before he was assassinated by these forces under wicked mentality, he said, "I am not fearing any man." He said he wanted to do the will of God. He said that he wanted to live long, that longevity has its place, but he wanted to do the will of the Almighty. And he said he was not fearing any man. He said we'd reach the mountaintop. We'd be a free people, not just black, but the human family, the oppressed international. He said he'd been to the mountaintop and had seen the promised land. He wasn't fearing any man. He had worked on himself. So we work on ourselves and we begin to be fearless in this struggle, and we become Jesus Christ. We become Christos, Christos. We become that force, that energy, that power in the universe that will set all things in order. Sisters and brothers, we want to raise up again the Shabaka Stone teaching, the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, Booker T. Coleman, and the Professor Dr. Gabriel Oyibo. We want to raise up the books, Integration Trap, Generation Gap, by Brother Oba Tshaka, Professor, and also the book Stolen Legacy by our dear brother George G.M. James. These books and these video presentations, Shabaka Stone teaching, God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, Booker T. Coleman, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo. This teaching, I'm so thankful for. Let me just testify, sisters and brothers. This teaching of the African science of the universe, the root of the knowledge you find in any religion, and the root teaching of what you find in your scientific texts. This understanding, to understand the waters of Nun, to understand Narnet, to understand Ptah, to understand Atum, to understand that science and begin to understand that science, will open the universe up to you and me, and you can follow the scientists of today as they give their best intelligence on the universe. But you have Africa as the root of that. And when you go back to the African ancestors, they will give you and me the best understanding of the universe. When you go to the Greeks and their understanding of Zeus and the Titans and Hades and Pluto and Orcus and Chaos, that's the narrative that they have to understand the science of the construct of the universe. But they got that from Africa, Kemet, Egypt. So what we want to do today is to again attempt to equip the babies, the youth, that they may be able to unite the religious community and the scientific community, because both communities are using knowledge, one called religion, one called science, that comes from the African narrative of the science of the universe, which is the science of life. I want to try to go into Jeremiah chapter 23, Zechariah chapter 6, and then John chapter 19. We want to teach this in a scientific manner and equip ourselves to bring this world into order, to bring ourselves into order, our spirit mind, body, soul, psyche, consciousness. We must order ourselves, bring our physical construct into order. And then collectively, we can bring our households into order, families into order, neighborhoods, cities, communities, nation, and the entire earth. That is our mission. That is our job. Now let me go to Jeremiah 23. The Sunday school lesson is titled A Messianic Priest King. Now this is African tradition. The king and queen were the priest and the priestess of the people, and were they who were the go-between the people and the Almighty, and they were responsible. And I'm glad I'm going in this direction. The king and the queen, who were the high priest and priestess, were responsible for feeding the people spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. They were tasked with teaching the people their connection to the Almighty Father and Mother and their connection to the universe. You call this quantum physics today and quantum mechanics today. Remember the Twa and the teaching, the important teaching of the image. All of us are the image of the Almighty, and the image of something is seen and known by the Africans to have power. When the African Twa, or African people in general, would go hunting, this is in Oba Tshaka's book, Generation Gap Integration Trap. The Africans would draw the image of the beast or animal to be hunted. And through the drawing of the image of that animal, they would draw the spirit of that animal to that drawing. And then they would be empowered to go after that beast or animal and be successful in the hunt. This is the teaching that teaches us that you and me are the image of the Almighty. And we have the spirit of the Almighty within ourselves. And we have the power to pull on the energy and spirit of the Almighty in obedience with the science of the universe, which is the science of existing, the science of living, the science of life. And when we understand this scientific teaching, this is to the benefit of the whole of the human family. Let's take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.